天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。亲爱的听众朋友们，主内平安，很高兴和您在天路导向节目相遇，我是何晨星。朋友，当我们信主以后，我们是否爱主比我们爱世界、爱财富、爱地位更多呢？我们是否愿意向世界死，愿意为主来活呢？今天麦克牧师继续透过耶稣三次问彼得，你爱我吗？我们一起来学习在基督里长进。下面我们就安静我们的心，一起来听麦克牧师的分享。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
It is joy for us to know that you are tuning into this program.
很高兴知道你能收听这个节目。
And it is our prayer that God is using this program to bless you.
我们祈求神使用这个节目赐福给你。
Especially that you are growing in Christ.
特别是让你能在基督里长进。
And if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ,
如果你还不认识主耶稣基督
as the Lord of your life,
他还不是你生命的主宰
and the Savior of your soul,
也不是你灵魂的救赎主
it is our prayer that you come to know him.
我们祈求神你能够来认识他
For the Bible said that he is the only way and truth and life.
圣经说它是唯一的道路、真理、生命。
We have started a new series of messages.
我们刚开始讲一个新的系列信息。
And we're calling it Blessed to be a Blessing.
我们称之为借我赐恩福。
And it comes from 1 Peter.
是彼得前书里的信息。
But we began to talk about Peter the man first.
但我们首先来看彼得是怎么样的人。
Because that's going to help you to understand his first epistle.
因为这样才能帮助我们理解彼得前书。
And today we will see the final encounter between Peter and the risen Christ.
今天我们要看彼得最后一次见到复活的耶稣的经过。
This is a very important encounter.
这一次见面极其重要。
And that is why I'm giving it one full program.
所以我要用今天整个节目的时间来讲。
This encounter should encourage all of us.
他们这一次的见面应该会带给我们鼓励。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because each of us have failed at some point in our lives.
因为每一个人在人生中总会有失败的时候。
Many times Satan uses our failure to keep us in sin.
撒旦常常利用我们的失败使我们不能摆脱罪恶。
Many times Satan uses our failure against us.
撒旦常常利用我们的失败来控诉我们。
And that is why he is called the accuser of the brethren.
所以他被称为是控告弟兄的。
Most importantly,Satan uses our failure to keep us from serving God.
最要紧的是，撒旦利用我们的失败拦阻我们侍奉神。
He tells us how unworthy we are.
他说我们多么不配。
He tells us that God cannot use failed people.
他说神不会使用失败过的人。
But Jesus commissioned Peter after Peter failed him.
但彼得失败后，耶稣仍然差派他。
Why is this so important?
为什么这么重要呢？
Because this should remind us of some very important things about our God.
因为这件事提醒我们有关神的一些重要特性。
It should remind us that our God is the God of grace.
提醒我们他是满有恩典的神。
It should remind us that our God is the God of new beginnings.
提醒我们他是让我们重新做人的神。
It should remind us that our God is a God who forgives and forgets.
提醒我们他是乐意饶恕并忘记我们过犯的神。
What is this encounter?
这次的见面是怎么样的呢？
You can find it in John 21, 14 to 17.
你可以在约翰福音21章14到17节里找到这段记载。
I hope you can find it in your Bible.
希望你能翻开你的圣经。
Let's look at this passage together.
让我们一起来看这段经文。
This was now the third time Jesus appeared to his disciples after he was raised from the dead.
这是耶稣从死里复活后第三次向他的门徒显现。
When they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonah, do you truly love me more than these?
他们吃完了早饭，耶稣对西门彼得说，约翰的儿子西门，你爱我比这些更深吗？
Yes, Lord, he said, you know that I love you.
彼得说，主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。
Jesus said, feed my lambs.
耶稣对他说，你喂养我的小羊。
Again, Jesus said, Simon, son of Jonah, do you truly love me?
耶稣第二次又对他说，约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？
He said, yes, Lord, you know that I love you.
彼得说，主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。
Jesus said, take care of my sheep.
耶稣说，你牧养我的羊。
The third time he said to him, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me?
第三次对他说，约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？
Peter, who's no longer Mr. Adequate.
彼得这时已经不再是万事通了。
Peter, who's no longer Mr. Confident.
彼得也不再自信十足了。
Was asked by the Lord Jesus.
主耶稣问他说，
Peter, do you love me more than these?
彼得，你爱我比这些更深吗？
What are these that Jesus was talking about?
耶稣所说的这些到底是指什么东西呢？
Some people think that Jesus was referring to the fishing nets.
有人认为耶稣说的是渔网。
Other people think that Jesus was referring to the other disciples.
还有人认为耶稣说的是其他的门徒。
It really doesn't matter.
其实都没什么关系。
What matters is the use of the word love.
关键在于耶稣所使用的爱这个字。
Jesus asked Peter if he loved him with agape love.
耶稣问彼得是否以 agape 的爱来爱他。
What is agape love?
什么是 agape 的爱呢？
It is the kind of love that is willing to give up everything, including life itself.
这种爱是愿意牺牲一切的爱，包括生命在内。
The old Peter would have said, Oh, yes, I do.
还没有改变以前的彼得会说，是的，我爱你。
But the changed Peter is no longer boasting and self-confident.
但改变了以后的彼得不再自夸自负。
Peter used the word philo.
彼得所用的爱这个字原文是 philio,
which means, Lord, I love you with human affection.
意思是，主啊，我以人间的感情来爱你。
What a change in the life of the man Peter.
彼得的生命真是彻底改变了。
So the Lord asked Peter a second time.
所以主耶稣第二次问彼得，
Peter, do you agape me?
彼得，你是否以 agape 的爱来爱我呢？
And Peter answered a second time.
彼得再次回答说，
I Philo you, Lord.
主啊，我以 Philo 的爱来爱你。
Before Peter was stripped of his human adequacy and false self-confidence,
在彼得自大自负的毛病还没有被对付之前，
he would have said, "Of course I love you. You can count on me."
那时他会说，主啊，我当然爱你啊，我说到做到的。
But not now.
现在他不会了。
That was the Peter of the past.
那是从前的彼得。
That was the Peter before all of the stripping.
那是完全没有被对付过的彼得。
Now the rebuilt, remodeled, and reconstructed Peter has a different response.
如今重新建立、重新磨造的彼得，他的反应不同了。
Jesus asked Peter a third time.
耶稣第三次问彼得，
Do you love me even with Philo love?
你以 Philo 的爱来爱我吗？
My listening friends, let me pause here to tell you something important.
亲爱的朋友，让我在这里暂停一下，我要告诉你一些重要的事。
It is so easy to tell the Lord how much you love him.
爱主说起来很容易。
But when we are tested, can we really say?
但在受考验的时候，我们真的能这样说吗？
Lord, I love you. I'm willing to give up everything, including life, for you.
主，我爱你，我愿意为你舍弃一切，甚至包括我的生命。
More importantly, can you say, Lord, I love you enough to live my life for you?
更重要的是，你能说这些话吗？主，我爱你，因此我愿意为你而活。
Oh Lord, I love you enough to be willing to die to the world.
或者说，主啊，我爱你，因此我愿意向这世界死。
Or Lord, I love you enough to be willing to die to my desires.
或者说，主，我爱你，因此我向自己的欲望死。
Or Lord, I love you enough to be willing to die to my ambitions.
或者说，主，我爱你，因此我向自己的野心死。
Or Lord, I love you enough to be willing to die to my ideas.
或者说，主，我爱你，因此我向自己的意念死。
Jesus is asking every one of us today.
耶稣今天问我们每一个人，
Do you love me even with friendship love?
你是否以朋友之间的爱来爱我？
The reconstructed Peter replies, Lord, you know everything.
主所造就的彼得说，主啊，你是无所不知的。
You know my heart.
你明白我的心意。
I cannot fool you anymore.
我不再欺骗你。
I can fool everybody else.
我骗得了别人。
But I cannot fool you, Lord.
但我骗不了你。
But this is not the end of the story.
这还不是最后的结局。
By the time we get to the day of Pentecost,
我们看到后来到了五旬节，
Peter can stand with real courage and real confidence.
彼得有了真实的勇气和信心，挺身而出。
Not in himself, but in the Lord Jesus Christ.
不是靠自己，而是靠着耶稣基督。
Peter can preach with real adequacy.
彼得带着真实的能力讲道。
Not in himself, but in Jesus.
不是他自己的能力，而是在耶稣基督里的能力。
With the power of the Holy Spirit.
是圣灵的能力。
Peter can stand there on the day of Pentecost and say,
五旬节那天，彼得公开站起来说，
You have killed the Lord of life.
你们杀了生命之主。
Knowing very well that he could lose his own life at that moment.
他很清楚自己这么说，很可能会因此送命。
And Peter preached his most powerful sermon.
然而彼得讲了一篇大有能力的道。
At the end of that famous sermon,
在这篇著名的讲章讲完后，
3,000 people committed their lives to Jesus Christ.
3,000人将自己的生命交给耶稣基督。
They did this at the risk of their own lives.
他们也是冒着性命的危险信主的。
And next time, we will begin to look at Peter's teaching in 1 Peter.
下次节目里，我们就要开始来看彼得前书里的教训。
But before I leave you today, my listening friends, I want to ask you a very special question.
但是在今天节目结束前，亲爱的朋友，我想问你一个很特别的问题。
Why do I want to ask you this question?
为什么我今天要这么问你呢？
Because I believe this is the most important question that the Lord is posing to everyone who says that they love him.
因为我相信这是主对每一个爱他的人所发出的重要问题。
The question that is posed to each one of you by the Lord is this.
主对我们每个人所问的问题就是
Are you willing to allow him to strip you of your self-pride?
你愿意让他对付你的自尊心吗？
Are you willing to allow him to strip you of your self-sufficiency and your self-adequacy?
你愿意让他对付你自大自满的心吗？
Do you truly yearn to be rebuilt and reconstructed by the Lord Jesus Christ?
你真的渴望让主耶稣基督来建立造就你的生命吗？
Even when it seems painful at first,
即使在开始时你会感到痛苦。
Are you willing to cease clinging to your earthly security, even if it is your reputation?
你愿不愿意放弃你在世上所依赖的靠山，包括你的名誉？
Are you willing to cease clinging to your earthly security, even if it is your education?
你愿不愿意放弃你在世上所依赖的靠山，包括你的学历？
Are you willing to cease clinging to your earthly security, even if it is your social acceptance?
你愿不愿意放弃你在世上所依赖的靠山？包括你的社会地位。
Are you willing to cease clinging to your earthly security wherever your confidence and pride may be found?
你愿不愿意放弃你在世上所依赖的靠山，包括让你引以为傲、充满自信的方方面面呢？
Are you willing to say instead?
你是否情愿说
Lord, here I am.
主啊，我在这里。
Lord, I am confident only in one thing.
主啊，我只对一件事有信心。
And that is when you strip me down,
就是当你对付我的时候，
you will also build me up in your strength and in your power supernaturally.
你同时也会以你的大能大力来建立我。
If you are willing to say that,
如果你愿意的话，
The Lord will strip you down and then fill you up.
主会先倒空你，再充满你。
And then you will have the confidence in God alone.
这样你就会单单信靠神。
If that is your desire, I hope that you can pray this prayer with me.
如果这就是你的心愿，请你和我一起祷告。
Lord Jesus Christ,
亲爱的主耶稣，
I open my life to you.
我把自己的生命向你敞开。
Strip me of all self-confidence.
求你除去我一切的自信。
From all human pride.
拿走我个人的骄傲。
From all that is holding me back.
挪开一切拦阻。
From serving you.
那些侍奉你的拦阻。
And doing great things for you.
为你成就大事的障碍。
Empty me from myself.
求你让我倒空自我。
And fill me with your Holy Spirit.
并以圣灵来充满我。
So that I might walk with you every day.
让我天天与你同行。
With your strength and with your power.
借着你的大能大力。
And to accomplish great things for you.
使我能完成你伟大的托付。
In your name I pray, Jesus.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，下次节目再会。
感谢麦克牧师的分享和安详的翻译，今天的信息真的很扎心。我们要问自己，是否放下了我们自己的骄傲自满，放下了世上的名誉地位和引以为傲的方方面面，而愿意来单单的信靠神呢？求主帮助我们挪开一切的拦阻，倒空自我，让圣灵来充满我们，天天与神同行，借着神的大能大力，完成神在我们每个人身上的计划，愿意舍弃世上的一切，为主而活。亲爱的听众朋友们，感谢您收听天路导向节目，我们下次再会，愿神赐福您。
是生命崎岖道路上，独守人困倦悲 心事